Governor Mitt Romney wants to bring back the death penalty in Massachusetts. The state hasn't executed anyone in more than half a century, and today the Republican governor presented a plan for capital punishment that he says would be, in his words, as infallible as humanly possible. The governor recommends that the death penalty be limited to the very worst crimes, and he says convictions should be reviewed by scientific experts. NPR's Anthony Brooks is in Boston.
Governor Romney's effort counters growing concerns about the fairness of capital punishment. In recent years, DNA testing has led to a number of stunning death row exonerations, revealing weaknesses in a system which critics say has probably executed innocent people. The critics blame shoddy legal representation for the poor, coerced confessions, bad science, and unreliable eyewitness testimony, which they say make the system a game of Russian roulette, and prompted one state, Illinois, to stop executions 4 years ago. But today, Governor Romney says his plan can mete out executions fairly.
As science has been able to establish the innocence of those that have been deemed guilty in the past, science is also able to determine whether or not there is true guilt involved with a particular charge.
Romney's plan comes from a panel of experts that he appointed. The experts propose limiting the death sentence to a small group of the worst offenders, including political terrorists, killers of police and judges, and murderers who use torture or who have multiple victims. They say forensic science, including DNA and fingerprint analysis, can ensure reliability. The panel also proposes independent committees to review evidence, giving defendants better lawyers and two juries, one to determine guilt, another to sentence. Romney's plan would also replace the standard of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt with a standard of no doubt. But death penalty opponents say that is impossible.
Anybody who has lived knows that there is nothing that is beyond human error.
Harvey Silverglade is a criminal defense attorney in Boston. He argues even scientific evidence, like DNA and fingerprints, can be mishandled and misinterpreted. He cites a local case just 2 weeks ago when a man convicted of murder was exonerated because police had mixed up the fingerprints used to convict him.
So there's a case right here in Massachusetts where fingerprint evidence would have, of course, sent him to the electric chair, the gas chamber, where he was exonerated. And 2 weeks later, a panel of so-called experts has the nerve to tell us that fingerprint evidence achieves scientific certainty. It's laughable or pitiable, depending on what kind of sense of humor you have.
But Governor Romney says with multiple safeguards and limiting the death penalty to just a handful of cases, a standard of no doubt can be achieved.
We were speaking earlier about a mass murderer that killed multiple people, buried them in his own yard. People heard and saw evidence of him burying them. He admitted that he had done it. Forensic evidence was plentiful. There are occasions where people say, I have no doubt but that the person was guilty.
Massachusetts is one of 12 states that doesn't have capital punishment, but Romney says his proposal could serve as a model to reform laws in the 38 states that do. The Republican governor also hopes to sway lawmakers in his own state, but leaders in the democratically controlled legislature oppose reinstating the death penalty. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.